Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And joining us by telephone today is Mark Phillips. He's the commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. He also serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. And welcome to the program, Mark.
Yes, good morning, Jim and Marnie.
We wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, sort of the mission of the IRRB and how it kind of intersects with the folks living up on the range.
Yes, our mission is to develop the remaining resources that remain after the mining of malachite. It used to be hematite iron ore in the old days, but so we try to work and create jobs and create quality of life and help with public works and things like that in the communities, and improve our communities. And we use a small amount of revenue from the taxes paid by the taconite companies to do our work.
Well, tell us about the three T's, because that's sort of what people think about when they're up in that part of the world, right?
Yes, taconite, timber, and tourism. And in fact, in our statute, they mention actually the investment in tourism as one of the remaining resources of the area. And we always say that increases our quality of life here, which actually helps us attract industry.
There's some things that are kind of exciting in the timber industry that you guys have been kind of trying to help along, right?
Yes. Well, we've seen a decline because of technology. There's been a decline in the paper industry. And with the last recession, there was quite a decline in the building materials manufacturing that we had in northeastern Minnesota. So our timber industries have been really in recession around here. And we're excited because we're seeing another resurgence of using woody biomass to produce chemicals. And so it's biotechnology. And it has a lot in common with other parts of the state where they use agricultural waste. So we always say Minnesota is the best place for biotech because it's where the forest meets the prairie. We have more raw material here probably than anywhere in the country.
There are a lot of people, a lot of very, very smart people who are trying to find very efficient ways to turn that into energy sources, chemicals, that sort of thing.
Right, exactly. In fact, the most efficient conversion takes place with corn, and that's why the ethanol industry has grown and prospered. But there is a lot of advancement happening in the core technologies that are allowing these other plant materials to be used. So cellulosic conversion, which the woody biomass is the feedstock, is something that we're excited about. We're finally seeing the technology catch up where we think we could see some commercialization of that in our area.
Mark Phillips has been our guest. He is the commissioner of the IRRB, the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board. He also serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. And I want to thank you, Mark, for being our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Well, thanks for having me.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.